from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
5:37. Well, it's running a little bit late. I don't know how that happened. Hello, Dom.
Good evening.
So we're going to do Pub of the Month now, and who are we going to be looking at this time around?
Ah, well, we're going to start... It's just gone St. Patrick's Day, of course. So we'll start in Quinn's, the Irish bar. Over to the Duke of Cambridge, a newly renamed pub.
That was the pub which you didn't believe me could possibly be being revamped, I seem to remember.
Exactly.
That's the one. Good.
Exactly. And then we'll be going back to Market Passage to go to two, not exactly ale pubs, Tabouche and Barouche.
Now, the Irish bar, is that the one round the back of John Lewis?
Yes.
Ah, it is. Thought so. Okay. I haven't been in, remarkably. Okay. So what did you make of it?
Okay, so it was empty when I went in there. I didn't go in there on St. Patrick's night. And to be honest...
Did you go the night after? That might explain why it was empty.
No, I went about... Four or five nights before, the week before anyway. I have to say, even the barman vanished. It was that empty, so I was left in there literally alone. There was obviously Guinness, but there weren't any hand pumps. Wooden and stone floor, the usual wooden tables. Very nice upstairs seating area, sort of on a nice balcony, dimly lit. They've got this Sabutio set sort of around the corner in a sort of bricked-off, walled-off room, which is quite a nice little touch. Saves getting too rowdy in the actual bar area. I say one barman, who was obviously very, very bored, some rather odd white wooden painted bar stools that just didn't look quite in place. So obviously the usual assortment of shamrocks and flags above the bar. I don't think they were just put out for St. Patrick's night. I think they were... They were a standard fixture, I believe.
Okay.
So 4 out of 5 for the decor. They obviously made an effort. 3 out of 5 for the staff, possibly a bit generous, but he was obviously fairly bored. 1 out of 5 for the beers, because it was Guinness or nothing.
And I like Guinness, but there are other Irish beers around.
Yes. I wasn't convinced by an Irish bar that only had Guinness.
No. So.
And
how did they serve it?
In a glass.
No, because sometimes at the bar they do this little sort of swirly, yes, shamrocky,
yeah,
kind of,
no,
thing.
I didn't actually have a Guinness. I wasn't on beer that night, so I didn't even get to see whether he did the shamrock. I suspect he wouldn't have bothered.
So. Oh dear.
And 2 out of 5 for the event, because they were doing something for St. Patrick's night, but apart from that was it, basically. So 10 out of 20 on that one. A bit disappointing.
That's a real shame, because that's quite real estate, really, because you've got Revolution, which is over the road, of a club bar, yeah, kind of place.
So it's attached to the hotel there, and I just wonder whether they rely on all their custom from the hotel. And there was actually one guy just leaving as I got in there who was making a point of going off to a different bar where he was hoping he was going to find a smoking area. He was obviously not local.
Not from around here.
No.
Okay, next one.
Next one, Duke of Cambridge on East Road. Just almost near us.
Very near us. This is one which has been through a bit of a transformation several times in recent years.
So it started off as the Baker's. I was reminded that a moment ago. And then the Baker's Arms, and then became the Baker's. So it's had a couple of refits recently. It's now known as the Duke of Cambridge.
I knew a pub called, well, I used to live in Battersea, called the Dog and Duck. And they renamed it, and it just became Duck.
So. Very, very nice thing to do. Anyway, Duke of Cambridge, yet another Green King pub, but very nicely redecorated. Obviously, the benefit of owning so many pubs is that you get the idea of what people want. Very nice stone and wooden floor. Very, very spacious. Lots of room between the tables. Well lit. They've got this odd grey patterned wallpaper, which actually works. It's obviously not going to stain, and it's not so dark that it makes the whole place feel very dim. Large area at the back. It was very busy actually when I was in there, with a nice mix of people. It's opposite Anglia Ruskin University, but not only students in there, a big range of people. I say it's been nicely redecorated. There was one feature that interested me. It has a very, very impractically high sofa along one of the walls, so it sort of came up to my back. I sort of had to jump up onto it, which, yeah. Three beers on. Unfortunately, the two staff who were on didn't actually know the beers and couldn't tell me which brewery one of them was from, even, which is a bit disappointing.
Oh dear, but they might be new. They might be new staff.
It's quite possible, yes. They're obviously pushing food like so many Green King pubs are these days. They're actually doing food from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. So that's obviously designed to make sure they capture that market, whatever time of day. So 4 out of 5 for the appearance, 3 out of 5 for the beers. 2 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the community and events, gives it 12 out of 20.
Very good. Can I bring in Mr. Whiteside, who's lurking next door, just anxious to say something?
Only on the subject of pub names, and that was in Stevenage. Don't ever go there. But in Stevenage, there was a pub called the Edward the Confessor, known locally as the Ted the Grass.
Brilliant. Dom, pub of the month.
Pub of the month. So next two are on Market Passage, both of them, but both of them even. See if I can talk. Starting off in Tabouche, Your Mouth, which is a modern cocktail bar. It's got lots and lots of spirits behind the bar. Big long bar, very few tables. It's obviously designed for you to stand up in there. Big windows looking out on Market Passage, which is perhaps not the most scenic place in Cambridge, but it's light and airy. There's a standard big mirror behind the bar to make the room look bigger, all that stuff. Some outside seating. They serve brunch from 8 a.m. apparently. So if you find yourself in the middle of town and you feel peckish at 8 a.m. and want to go to a cocktail bar for brunch,
I kind of like that as an idea, but I have to caution people against drinking at this point.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yes.
I don't know actually whether they serve alcohol or not with the brunch.
I just like the idea of a brunch, actually. It's very nice. I'm peckish now.
Anyway, so they do live music on Sundays as well, and there's a 15% student discount. Now, they've got no beers at all on tap. Everything is bottled, as you might expect from a cocktail bar. But the barman was quick, and he was a showman. Even though he was only pouring a Coke for me, he was a showman, so...
Was he, like, toss it up a couple of times and run it behind his back?
There was a bit of that going on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 4 out of 5 for the decoration, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 1 out of 5 for the beer, for obvious reasons, and 3 out of 5 for the entertainment. So that's got it to 12 out of 20.
Okay.
And I should have said there was a much younger clientele in there, as you might expect. So almost opposite Tabouche is Barouche, which some people may know as B-Bar, as once was.
Yes, I remember when it was B-Bar. I've been in it when it was B-Bar, but I don't think I've been in it since it's been Barouche.
Barouche. B-A-R-O-O-C-H.
So I think of Kate Bush song, sorry.
Anyway, very large building, high ceilings, lots of upstairs seating, standard long stainless steel bar, lots and lots of spirits and wines behind it. They have two hand pumps on with well-kept beer. I was actually quite pleasantly surprised by that. Dimly lit, mix of table and chairs. It's got standard wooden floor and all that. One thing to note, over 21s only. So they try to restrict their public. They're running at the moment Mojito March. So they are doing twists on Mojito and a different one every week. So I don't know what this week's one is, but possibly worth having a little look at that. And they have jazz every Wednesday. They have 3 bar staff on when I was in there. Bit of music going on in the background as well. Really, really pushing the food on that one, but certainly a very pleasant place to drink. The barman really knew the beers as well. He actually had a long conversation with him about the provenance of the beers, which is a good sign. So 5 out of 5 for the decor. 5 out of 5 for the staff. I couldn't really not do that. I only gave it 2 out of 5 for the beers because there were only 2 hand pumps on. And 4 out of 5 for the entertainments. So they're obviously trying well. So 16 out of 20 on that one.
16 out of 20.
Which makes it our pub of the month.
Aha, I just want to remember what the others were. 16 out of 20 gets good. So the pub of the month is...
The Barouche.
The Barouche. Okay, that's pretty good. Right. Thank you, Dom.
It's okay.
Back with
back at,
us.
Back at 9 o'clock with
back
the weekend
at 9
waffle.
O'clock with the weekend waffle.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tonight.
That's early, isn't it?
It's all happening early, yes.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. All right. Well, I'll chat with Neil before 6 o'clock on what's happening in the weekend warm-up. Also have our competition drawing, but first is Billy Idol.